Quick note now on last week's news, that internet slowdown on the East Coast on Friday, Amazon, Twitter, Spotify, and the New York Times were among many sites temporarily shut down in what's being called a denial of service attack. We thought of Bruce Schneier, a security technologist who's warned of something like this happening, with attackers coming in through home devices, things like baby monitors that are hooked up to the internet. When we spoke with him last month, he told us attacks like these could be a dry run for something bigger.
They last for an hour, for a day, long ones maybe a couple of days. So this isn't shut down the internet forever. It's just for a short time. So what I found, and this is talking to people who are remaining anonymous, unfortunately, that there is someone who is trying to figure out how to do this at scale. Mm-hmm. They're launching these attacks not to take down the sites, but to figure out what it would take to take them down.
You can find more of our eye-opening interview with Bruce Schneier at hereandnow.org. And now, speaking of devices hooked up to the internet, let's get to that proposed $85 billion sale of Time Warner, which makes content, to AT&T, which can distribute it. The CEOs of both companies defended the proposed deal this morning. Here's Randall Stephenson, CEO of AT&T, on CNBC.
There are no competitors being taken out of the marketplace. We're not talking about changing how the content is made available to other people or other customers or other distributors. This is a pure vertical integration.
Jeff Bukas, head of Time Warner, had this to add.
We realized that if we had ourselves together, that we could create more innovations for consumers so they can have more choices of package. They're going to end up with more competition, therefore lower prices.
Really? Well, there are concerns that if AT&T owns, say, HBO, you're going to pay a lot more for it on a non-AT&T provider. Donald Trump says that if president, he would break up the deal. But what are other concerns and what might be the benefits? What might it mean about how we consume media? Derek Thompson is senior editor at The Atlantic. He joins us as he does every Monday from New York. Hi, Derek.
Hello.
And first, we should add, this buyout is expected to undergo months of scrutiny by regulators who last year killed Comcast's bid for Time Warner. Now you have AT&T. So what's the thinking about whether this merger will actually go through?
Well, just really quickly, first, Comcast was trying to buy Time Warner Cable, which is confusing. Time Warner is a content company which owns HBO. Mm-hmm. Time Warner Cable is a cable company like Comcast. It sells the pipes. I mean, you just heard, though, from both presidential candidates, you know, Trump said no way. Kane said probably not. That's not encouraging for this deal. I wrote a column earlier this year about monopolies and the concerning increase in consolidation among all sorts of industries, from pharmacies to entertainment. And here we have potential consolidation in media, a distributor, AT&T, and a content maker, mm-hmm. Time Warner. What regulators are concerned about, to use a slightly simplistic analogy, is that AT&T owns the pipes and Time Warner owns the content. And no one wants the pipe owner to give preference to certain content. This is mm-hmm. what people talk about when they say net neutrality. And although that's a term I know that makes a lot of people's eyes glaze over, what it essentially means is that if AT&T owned HBO, it's not allowed to slow down streaming of, say, Showtime or Netflix, HBO competitors. So that is the advantage that the regulators don't want a merger like this
right.
to produce.
Well, today, AT&T CEO says it's not just about mobile consumers. He wants to create a whole wireless network with new technology that will compete with cable providers. So tell us more about, you know, why AT&T might want to do this.
AT&T, I think, is kind of sprinting to stay ahead of technological change. AT&T used to be in the landline business, and then phones moved to mobile, and then it got into the TV business. It bought DirecTV rather recently. But now a lot of people are cutting the cord and getting television from their phones. So now it says, okay, well, if the new world is one where people are streaming content from all sorts of places, then maybe content is king again. Mm-hmm. And as a result, maybe we should be in the content business. We should own the channels and the shows and the talent. And Time Warner is probably second to Disney, the best suite of content in the world. It has HBO. It has CNN. It has TNT and TBS. It has Warner Brothers movies, Superman, Batman. So maybe what they're trying to do essentially is to hedge against the decline of the landline phone model and the decline of cable television by saying, well, now we also own the content itself.
Well, you mentioned CNN, and AT&T chief Randall Stephenson also said in an email that was forwarded to media outlets that Time Warner CNN would remain independent if owned by AT&T. But are there people who might be concerned?
Right. I mean, there's a potential concern for journalists, I think, who should always be independent and seek the truth without fearing that that truth is going to upset the person who pays for their family's health care. So, of course, people who, you know, work for CNN and people who care about the future of journalism are concerned about consolidation, because the more you consolidate, theoretically, mm-hmm. the more pressures you have for journalists to not want to offend the billionaires that pay their paychecks. But I am confident that in a deal like this, there would hopefully be some measures to make sure that CNN had entirely independent leadership.
If it even goes through. Derek Thompson, senior editor of The Atlantic. Thanks as always.
Thank you.